This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, May 17th. While cattle markets showing some signs of life yesterday, we started out a little bit weaker, testing the lows from Friday, and then the market reversed up, giving us an outside day higher in the August contract for live cattle. And in feeders too, the market's putting in a new low for the move, but bouncing, not quite getting into positive territory, but still getting some buying action going on there. Looking at a corn market that was up 25, was difficult for the feeder cattle to push higher. That might change today with wheat giving us a big reversal down so far in the night session. Corn kind of leading or following along with that, although the old crop corn is still kind of hanging in there, still hasn't quite tested the highs from a few weeks ago, whereas the new crops have done that. So we could be seeing some topping action, at least temporarily, in the corn market as well. In the cash markets last week, we had the Fed trade around 142, which was down 1 on the week, but still up 23 from a year ago. Dress trade at 229 was down 1, but up 39 over last year. Dress weights, 831 pounds, down 1 on the week and up 5 over a year ago. Steer prices at 174, up 2 on the week and up 25 over last year. Rib prices at 395 were up 2 on the week, down 131 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 271 was down 1 on the week and up 21 from a year ago. Federally inspected slaughter so far this year on the average is up 0.6%. Cow slaughter is up 1.1%. Dressed weights are up 0.3%, so beef production is up 0.9%. So while we're higher for the year, it certainly wasn't what we were seeing a year ago, where we were sharply higher on federally inspected slaughter. Cow slaughter was just huge last year, especially around this time. And then as we got into the summer, where we saw the Northern Plains forced to liquidate a lot of cattle because of the drought, that's going to be very different this year. There's so much moisture across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, eastern Montana. Pasture conditions are going to revive themselves quite well, and you're probably looking at a big hay crop coming too. So I would expect to see some herd rebuilding this fall across the Northern Plains. Southern Plains is hit and miss. The western part is still very dry, so we don't really see that happening there. But Central Plains and then the eastern part of the Central and Southern Plains have had more moisture. You could start to see some pasture regrowth there too. So I think that the herd size, you know, this would logically be the year that you start rebuilding, but we needed to see, you know, a hay crop or a pasture, number one, and a hay crop, number two. That's not real consistent across the country. Midwest looks fine, or the plains look fine for the most part, at least in the eastern third or so of Montana. You get into the central and in the west, it's not quite that good just yet. So it is hit and miss, but I think that herd liquidation, while still might be ongoing in the southern plains, has certainly been halted across much of the northern plains. And I think ultimately that will help to support the cattle market. That said, still I'm looking for the markets to carve out a bottom, either in June or in August. Those are your seasonal tendencies to carve out lows, and I think we're on track to do that. But in the meantime, the market has had quite a washout to the downside over the last week or so. So I do expect to see a bit of a bounce here, maybe 2 or 3 days, perhaps a little bit longer. Perhaps we can get enough energy to come up, try to do something with the gaps that were left here a couple weeks ago. If not, then the market does take that next leg down. And, you know, then I think we're done, really, because the record numbers on feed for March 1 and April 1 well could be the case for May 1. Most likely you saw a lot of placements in April as well because it was so dry across the south. But that's probably going to be the last big placement number that you see. And so that takes us into, you know, September, maybe stretching into October, where you're still working through big numbers on feed. After that, I think you start to see a sharp drop in available numbers to the market. And that takes us into the holidays. So the back months, the deferreds, have been holding better than the front months. And, you know, they'll still be drugged lower by the front, but those will be the first ones to snap back. The December onward probably will be your stronger markets. And they're already factoring in a much better cash price for that time of year. But still, I think the market still has a bit of work to do on the downside. Most of that will happen in the cash trade because it's already so much higher than where your June and your August contracts are sitting. So most of the work will be done in the cash markets. But I do think the futures have a bit more work to do on the downside as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.